The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, everyone. Start your day in the Torah in Northwest London. Sunday, 3rd of May, Tes Iyar Tov Shin Pei. Rabbi Michael Sharf, Kashrus during the lockdown, part 2. First week Torah Wing has been sponsored L'chvoy de Simchas HaBar Mitzvah shel Ari Steinhardt Nero Yoir, which was yesterday Shabbos Parshas Achem Mois Kedoshim. In continuation to our discussion and last week regarding the complication of the kashrus during the lockdown in the UK and as well in the rest of the world. Klal Yisrael is united in so many areas, from tefillas to chesed to tachanunim to everything which can be, and kashrus is no less than that. As we already discussed many times, today's world of kashrus, it's no more the local kashrus as they used to be, meaning that one can practically produce everything in-house or even in his own village, town, country. It became international and therefore request the international force. So usually it is much easier to conduct visiting, traveling, whatever can be done to reach out the world that the Baruch Hashem have so bound together in the recent years. However, during this time that the Gzeir of Bodo Yeshev has been given up on us and to be mekabel be'ahava, nevertheless, we need to ensure that the kashrus internationally thing which arrive and we need is done accordingly. And definitely this is not the time to try and to be makel. And on the contrary, we need to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam whatever nisuin is to give on us difficulties, but fakert, this give us a chizuk to come nearer to you, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, joint forces with on the kashrus authority we already discussed last week is essential. Just want to bring Baruch Hashem with this koyach of achdus between various kashrus authorities, Baruch Hashem will reach out and understanding in various essential products that the community need, and with the help of one each other, Baruch Hashem will reach, which is Baruch Hashem great, great news. One of the things which in particular I want to mention is, as we know, we are reaching very shortly, we are already almost half of the Sfira tag over, and we are almost by the Shavuos Chag Matan Torah, and the Minhag Yisrael to eat Divrei Cholov is a Minhag Yisrael which everybody wants to carry on and to be mekayem. And therefore, dairy product need to be produced much in advance in order to reach everybody's plate and to be available with much difficulties, which was not so easy. We tried to produce whatever we could till now. However, Baruch Hashem, one of the main places open up the door, the heart to us, with obviously a lot of restriction. And they have agreed that we should send a Mashgiach, a company in Europe where a lot of cheese, butter, soft cheese is produced. And Baruch Hashem, they gave us the permission. Nevertheless, it was quite interesting string attached, which obviously, due to the social distance, they can only allow one household person to be as a mashgiach. Baruch Hashem, the Bnei Shloilo Misal Vasivas, one of our mashgichim, which is always doing the hashgoch in this particular plant, have his few bochim at home, since nobody could travel abroad, so he managed to take his bochim with him in order that this will be able to help him during the milking time. And since the farmers don't want mashgichim to turn around between one place and another, so his children make the chaliva, and he could concentrate on the production. And this is one household, and so for traveling purposes, and approximately 10 hours drive to reach the place. Obviously, there's no flight and no communication. It was a long, painstaking journey, but this is the chesed from one side and the support which one gave to each other. About Hashem, we hope that everything should work out fine this week. One of the issues which we came across in this case and in various other places where they do allow the mashgichim need to travel is hotels, since usually mashgichim stay in hotels wherever near to the manufacturing plant. However, most of the hotels are currently closed or used for different activities. And the ones which are open are basically used for key workers. And Baruch Hashem, the hotels understood the need with the special letters and of the companies, and the pharmacists understood that this is also part of the key worker, since without a hashgacha, obviously will be no of the kosher food, and therefore Baruch Hashem, this was permitted. It's important to note that obviously we can't just send the mashgiach to any type of hotel. We need to ensure that everything is hygienic and keep to the rules, and that's why we need to make sure it is really key essential workers, so it is properly a hotel which is properly controlled. And Baruch Hashem, various other factories also open the door from next week, and we hope that Be'ez Hashem things will start moving and we'll see more product coming in on the shelves. As far as the local Hashgacha is concerned, there are various areas. Baruch Hashem, happy to report back that before Pesach, we had in the Beis HaShechita of Oifers various mashgichim, shochtim, who were not feeling well and obviously took off, and this have caused shechting obviously much less. Some other went to quarantine, and Baruch Hashem, happy to report that everybody is back to his full strength. And Baruch Hashem, the Mashgichim also, with some of them were even hospitalized. Baruch Hashem, the Mashgichim, the Olfim, they were all Chizer, the Sonom, or Rishon. And the local Shkita is, Baruch Hashem, back to normal. As far as the Shkita of Gases is concerned, where we usually share harshly abroad, unfortunately, this is not yet possible. due to, obviously, to the traveling band. It is interesting, just information is that we obviously check locally as well on a weekly basis, even the gases. So, Baruch Hashem, we have supply of beef, lamb, veal, everything which is needed. Baruch Hashem, and obviously the butchers are building up stock when it comes towards the Yom Tov. Unfortunately, the demand is low as far as the Simchas is concerned, but at least it gives them time to build up the stock. In Israel, which are much higher dependent on the import of the meat, they have recently made a special agreement with various countries that the team can go out, stay in quarantine hotel for 2 weeks with a special doctor coming to check the temperature and everything, the health of the team. And if after 2 weeks the team is clean, then they move on to the Mesach Shechita and they have no can't go out. They have a special facility to sleep there, cooking and so on. But this is good for the system in Israel, where Shoch team and the whole team travel for approximately 3 months or 5 months in a row, and Shech, you know, all week for so long time. So going for 2 weeks in quarantine gives them a 4 months Shechita later on. For us, usually when we go approximately every third week for a Shechita, obviously this is not practical, but at least Baruch Hashem we are building our local Shechita as well. Top paragraph, as far as the butchers, is concerned, Baruch Hashem, all the Mashgichim are feeling well, and all the Menachim, the Molochim, and everybody travel. Obviously, it's important to notice a general, and not for all Hashgachah abroad, obviously, before they go into factories, but it, all the locals, straight when we saw this pandemic coming up on us, even before the lockdown, and in fact, thanks to one of our licensees who called us and said that since there is concern, we should implement our protocol of hygiene requirement and so on. And straight away, we ordered overalls, masks, gloves, sanitizing gel and spray, and equipment which the mashgichim need in order that whenever they go into a place, they can gear up themselves and obviously throw it all disposable. Today is very difficult to get hold of such a kit, but Baruch Hashem, we ordered plenty. And we tried to make another order last week. In fact, one was quite complicated. We hope to get another one this week. Obviously, the sizes and everything what we need. So, Baruch Hashem, the Mashgichim has been advice of everything what they need. And the Hashgoche and all the butchers, Baruch Hashem, carry on. Social distance makes sometimes things obviously complicated because sometimes there is a lot of work which need to work two or three together. And then therefore, the people who do need to come in such a close contact, there is a higher protocol of clothing and this mask and so on. Bakeries is exactly the same thing, Baruch Hashem. There is some reduced amount of mashgichim on the road, unfortunately. And everyone should have a recovery very quickly. But there are on the mashgichim, or what we do is we replace areas. So, for example, we have sent mashgichim from North London to Northwest London, where they can cover for on the mashgichim, and vice versa. to bring some Mashgichim from North East London in North London where they are needed, and in order to cover that all the bakeries should have the hashgacha in place.
Kol Halashon.
I think one of the most important and important things which we need to understand that due to the situation, the action is much reduced in all the places, if it's from bakery, if from butcher, if from caterers. And so obviously activities are much less, so the amount of hashgacha is also at the same time much less. And this comes to more regarding the caterers. Caterers, the activities is divided in principle in two different type complete activities. One of them is just general takeaway. People order food and is either delivered to the house or is collected by the clients, or it's sold in the shops. This is all categorized as takeaway, which obviously this area has grown up and the demand has been much higher since people are much more home with much more members of the families and so on. So there is much more activity on the takeaway part. On the second activities, which caterers are much more in it, which is basically the function. Unfortunately, all the functions which is catered has been cancelled, and it will only resume once government advise accordingly, and this has obviously make a huge difficulty for all the caterers, even just to survive on a daily basis, not talking about the Mashgichim, as we mentioned a lot as well, which the pan also has been also in the complication, but the functions themselves has been cancelled. So there's no need of Mashgichim for the venues and so on, but Hashgacha in the kitchen itself, this is still in place due to the takeaway. And in the catering itself, there is various type of Hashgacha involved. Also, we have a general Hashgacha, which is the Bishul Yisrael, putting on the fire, and if it's taking challahs, certain caterers, or we make their own type of bread and so on, or in the bakery and all this, then we have a different activity, which is the Bedikas Tehillim. Bedikas Tehillim is something that we have introduced the last couple of years, which is done only by specialized, trained Mashgichim, not what we call general or roving Mashgichim, more specially trained Mashgichim for Bedikas Tehillim. And the reason for that is because this is a team of Mashgichim who are constantly updated on the Tehillim issue. We have already mentioned that the infestation can change between the same product according to his or country of origin and the type of the season. And then therefore, we need to make sure that those Mashgichim are really much aware and much train in accordingly. And therefore, especially when it comes to the caterers, when it comes with the caterers, we need to make sure that the special type of Mashgichim are available. And it is not always so simple, but Baruch Hashem, this is something that we have managed to keep. Indeed, some of them do make much more hours of working and going from one place to another, but Baruch Hashem, this is something which have done. As far as function is concerned, as we said before, until government will open up, this is not something which function will be put in place as far as Hashbroch is concerned. But the Dos Mashgichim who are usually in the function department, we are now training them to do certain local Hashgoche and to be trained for a certain amount of B'dikas D'Elohim in order they can join the rest of the team and to be able to help them. One of the issue that we do find recently is the complication as far as the public shopping is concerned. As lockdown goes on more and more, the public tried to keep the distance, the isolation rightly, not to go out to minimize the amount of time when they go shopping, and try to rather have everything as much as possible delivered home. So what we do come across is when one shop from the a chain, a supermarket, like a fruit, a vegetable, or different product, there's a lot more shyness coming in. One of the issues which one needs to be very careful is product from Eretz Yisrael, which they are available on the market, especially in the chain supermarket. As much as we're coming in now to the summer, there are some more fruit which is going to arrive and certain vegetables which are available now, and therefore we need to make sure the issue of a tumas or maizves, which need to be done accordingly, and at the same time, peres, we need to make sure the issue of olah. Unfortunately, there are in many areas a lot of problems for olah. I'm just going to give one example, passion fruit, for example. As we know, passion fruit is a huge machlokes if it is adom or eitz. This is really the Shevet Alevi is speaking about it in Chuvas Ben Yoyoda. Speaking about it, and Minchas Yitzchok, it's a type of tree which, in fact, just grow for approximately 3 years, and maybe a little bit more, and therefore, and then the tree fall off and it start all again. So a little bit like a banana tree, the shine the water aloha, it has either eight or adomo. It's quite a big machlokes. As far as chutz la'aretz is, as we know, sofek all of the chutz la'aretz is muter alochel moshe mi'sinai. So there is no issue to go and to buy any passion fruit or papaya, which is the same category, and in chutz la'aretz, because whatever fruit one would pick up would be a sofek all of which is muter alochel moshe mi'sinai. However, in Eretz Yisrael, this causes a major problem. Currently, there is a bigger demand in Israel for passion fruit, and therefore they have worked on to have a stronger tree to stay longer than 3 years in order to be able to have product. And therefore, currently, there is over between 10 and 15% of tree, of passion fruit tree in Haiti soil, which are planted on a yearly basis. And therefore, in Haiti soil, the product is a very high over the issues. And there is a very, very limited amount which has a Herschel, since the cautious authority in Israel will not give a Herschel on vegetable because it's a subject, only what has been kept for 3 years and only for the little amount of what has grown after the 3 years, which is definitely not all. So what if one go in a supermarket and will buy a petrol from Pomerity soil, it is most likely, is it definitely from sulfuric oil, which is a very high oil, and therefore it is not allowed to be used. However, according to the postkin which holds it abdomo, there is no issue to it, but it is a very big sulfuric. And as we know today, they are planting, so therefore one should definitely refrain to buy it. Intervention to mycelium is also something which one needs to be very careful. The list of the product which come from and which are available from anti-soil currently available in the office, one can send either from 0208-800-6833 or to send an email to sharf@kedarsi.org.uk, sharf@kedarsi, kedarsi.org.uk for any question or any cautious alert information, we will put you on, be glad to put you on the list. And another thing which obviously come across is the different type of food which is available on the market without the Herschel, and simply people can't go out and make their shopping, as I mentioned, and they try to buy certain things without the Herschel. It's very difficult to go through all the things on the phone, but it is advisable that anybody who have a need such a thing during the time that some people who can't simply carry and some maybe local shop will not make any delivery, and therefore it's important they should call before they make the order. So we will definitely try to help as much as we can there, the Hashem. They are obviously one of the areas which is much in demand today is the vitamins, minerals, which a lot of people are in need to give them strength and koyach. So ideally, those type of product need to be to be on the list, and therefore one should really use the one which is on the alcohol or the mother hakashas. And again, we ask the Olam Shudavim for Rabbi Adler, who spend hours and hours and weeks, months, to prepare this list. We need the biggest Rosh Lema, Avon, and Matl, and Chef Shemden, before the Shalem of Imhero. So if one has a particular product which is not on the list, obviously at any time can call us, and we will try to help as much as possible. Just to finish off, as the parshias this week, Achim Oiz Kedushin, finish off, נבדלתם בין הבאימה, תאויר ולעצמאו, בין האויף האטומי לאטויר, ולא ששנק תס נפשו יפייכם בבאימו, באויף ובכוי, לאשר תירמו יפה אדומו, אשר נבדלתי לכם לתאמה, וייסם לי קדושים, כי קודו ישעני השם, ועבדי לסכם מנועמים, בי או יפלי, וסיף על הפסוקים, זה בריפרינג, רפרינג, פום איטינג, נבלס ונטריפס, שקוצים ורומוסים, and only kosher food, as Rashi explained. We're not talking about being material tmeo, we're talking about ben shenishchat rubo shesimen, nishchat chitir shesimen, all the dinner, hilches kashes, which just is what is metair libre shel olam. In this time, we need taharas hanefesh, we need taharas haguf, we need a taharas hamachshove to be nizdamer k'mo emo in the Rebbeinu shel olam. We know the Chazal said in Mo'en Yume, that as machlos asurus, the tamtim libo shel odom, This is the time when we need to clean heart. Let's try to be nishchaze and to be more makpid on kashrus, and this is what it makes. Va'avdil eschem minoamim li'ifli li virashi v'mot v'dinasik li and nishma nebuchadnezzar v'chaveroi. This is what we need to be mischaze among us. All the obviously things which everyone is mekabel ozich to come nearer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is also one area that tells us everyone together for Shlim, the Brim should carry on. Yes, we need also, and there should be Asach HaTzloche, Nid Isiyad Bishmai.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.